We saw the animal fully on a day so simple. The deck blushed. It rose and went forward. It turned and came back. It fulfilled a geometry. It had all the majesty of a court that has never known scandal. It had all the kindness of a fact. We cast and were drawn. We cut and were cut. Milton's unrolled in the mouth, Jobs muttered in the blood, no sermon could be preached to that situation that did not make the congregation laugh without humor. The sea took what lay loose and returned what it learned to hold. The ship wrote a paragraph with its last air. The last word belonged to a silence that did not hate us. I cannot improve upon the world. It folded us with the courtesy of a napkin on a table cleared for the next meal. When I rose among casks at night, I discovered that the world had continued. A plank remembered me. A current knew the route. I was carried out of the jurisdiction of spectacle and deposited in the province of small work. A woman found me later with a bowl of soup. She held it not as a nurse, but as a magistrate who understands that hunger must be negotiated. I ate and regained my correct mass. There is an afterword that refuses to be printed. Lamps in towns we never saw stood stiller. A widow counted and found her breath lengthen. A child read without coughing. On an atlas a notice was printed with lines so short that the wind obeyed, and a shop a clerk forgave a small debt because the figures behaved and he could afford kindness. On a rope walk a woman walked past and the rope forgot to snarl. The whales sank and rose and wrote their sentences on water without filing for copyright. I kept company with Darwin for a season and learned that change can be coaxed out of a barnacle by sheer fidelity. I read Paley and forgave his watch because he loved its hinge. I looked at Bones with Cuvier's appetite and tried not to become cruel. I sat with Bennett and learned to respect tools as citizens. I stood by Comstock and watched him close a ledger like a prayer. I listened to Webster and became a little more polite. I schemed with Miriam Coffin and understood that commerce is the art of keeping grief from spoiling the bread. I walked the island with Macy's plain book and learned that a town that seats its lamps correctly can outlast a dozen tempests of fame. I laughed with Brown's ink at the foibles of men who would otherwise have stabbed each other for want of laughter. Sometimes I returned in thought to Queequeg and his calm. He had carved his coffin into a grammar that would carry a man through water. He understood pressure and accepted instruction from it. I considered Ahab and wished he had sat one evening with a woman who knew how to tell a story that ends at the proper time. I considered Starbuck and wished he had a friend who would take his sorrow out for a walk that lasted until grief grew bored. I considered Stubb and thanked him for keeping the ship human. I considered the lamps and acknowledged that their steadiness had always been the protagonist. There are those who read the book and failed to detect any heat except the friction between pride and fate. They are to be forgiven. They were raised by an education that smuggled shame into appetite. Let them sit for a time in a kitchen where a woman measures flour with a hand that never lies. Let them help print a notice in a school where a girl sets vowels on a clean line and enjoys them without fear. Let them carry a cast through a shop where a man has decided not to pocket the ounce he could have taken. Let them watch a lamp take air on its small schedule and hold fast. They will begin to suspect that Eros is not spectacle. It is a warm clarity that enters every room the whale passes and leaves behind an ability to see.